DJ 是我很好的一个朋友。
This goes back to maybe 1998.
这我们的关系要一直回到1998年。
I know some of you weren't born.
你们中间中有些人可能还没有出生。
And so most of you were probably maybe even studying in 1998.
98年可能很多人你们还不在，并没有在学习。
So DJ was on the east coast of Virginia and Washington, D.C. I was on the west coast in Vancouver.
当时 DJ 是在东海岸，在弗吉尼亚和华盛顿。我呢在西海岸，是在温哥华。
And there was this wonderful thing called, that was beginning and making waves called the internet.
当时呢是网络，互联网正在开发的时候。
And, you know, search engines back then were very, very basic.
这个网络的搜寻器呢，当时呢是非常的传统，非常的没有很发达的。
So one day in the computer lab at school, I went and used Yahoo.
有一天我到学校的那个电脑室里去，我用雅虎来搜寻。
And I typed in church, Chinese church, Asian American church.
我就打住了，说教我的搜寻词关键词就是教会。中国教会，然后是这个美国，在美国的华人教会。
And you know, the page was basically just blank.
这个整个搜寻结果呢，什么都没有。
And it wasn't Yahoo's fault.
这不是雅虎的问题。
There just wasn't a lot of people talking about church or Chinese church or let alone Asian American church.
因为是当时的时候，并没有很多关于教会。华人教会，甚至是亚洲人教会这种讨论。
But there was this thing I found which said DJ Chuang, and there was this email news group that you could subscribe to.
但是呢，那时候我却找到了关于 DJ 的一个这种说每周发新闻的这个地方。
And so as the internet grew and as technology grew, I got to hear more about DJ through his blog, through his email groups.And just a lot of discussions about church and tough topics within church.
随着网络的发展与科技的发达，渐渐的，我对 DJ 了解越来越多，也学到了一些关于在教会里头就是非常困难一些困难问题的一种讨论。
So finally, I met him in Washington D.C. in 2007.
最终在2007年的时候，我在华盛顿见到了他。
And we've been really good friends ever since.
自从那以后，我们成为很好的朋友。
I mean, the day that I met him, if you can imagine, if there's someone you've been tracking for 8 years and you finally get to meet them, I mean, I was thrilled to finally meet him in person in 2007.
大家可以想象，当时零七年的时候，我在网上已经追随他了八年了，终于那一次我们面对面的见面，大家能想到那是什么情景？
And since 2007, I see DJ maybe 4 to 5 times a year.
自从07年我们见面之后，我们每年都要见4到5次面。
And that's allowed him to mentor me, to be a good brother, to be a big brother, and to be a very good friend to me.
他就像我的哥哥，我的好朋友，也像我的导师一样。
So it's a real honor for him to be at our church today.
所以我很荣幸今天能够邀请他来到我们教会。
He's also one of the most transparent people I know.
他也是一个非常公开透明的人。
So in the short time we have, he's going to share a lot about his life and sometimes some of the ugly parts of life.
在很短的时间，他会跟我们分享，他生命中的一些事情，甚至有一些是并不非常好看的事情。
So what we're going to do is Ja and DJ are going to do a Q&A session afterwards.
在今天结束之后，我会和 DJ 我们有一个问题提问回答的一个。
So what I want you to do is on your bulletin, there's a blank space on the back right here.
在周报后边会有一个空白的地方。
I know that today's sermon is going to arouse questions, and that's good.
今天这个讲道会让我们有些人会提些问题，这是很好的。
Because the topic today that DJ is talking about is where is God, when we hurt.
今天 DJ 讲的这个话题呢，是在我们痛苦的时候，上帝在哪里？
So during the next 20 minutes to half an hour, if you have a question or questions, please write on your bulletin and just pass it to the edges or to the back. At the end of the sermon, we're going to have a time of about 10 minutes to go through a Q&A session during the service, followed by which time I would like DJ to close in prayer for some people that are hurting in this room.
在未来的20-30分钟之时候，他讲到的时候，请大家如果有问题的话，请匿名的把可以写到这张纸上，然后呢把纸传到边上来，然后我们最后会把这张拿上来，这样我们可以问 DJ 这些问题。
Please join me in welcoming DJ Chuang.
请大家我们先欢迎 DJ。
谢谢你给我这个机会可以跟你们分享。
I want to thank you for this opportunity to share this afternoon.
I speak a little bit of Mandarin, but I need some help with translation. So my friend is here.
我讲一些中文，但是我需要帮忙翻译， 所以我在这儿。
Let me open with a word of prayer.
让我们一起开始祷告。
Lord, thank you for a beautiful day.
主啊, 感谢您赐我们这美好的一天。
Very grateful we're in a land where we can worship you freely.
我们很高兴我们在一片土地，我们可以自由的向您崇拜您。
As we open your word, strengthen us.
我们打开您的话语，让给我们带来力量。
Help us to know that you are near and you are with us every step of the way.
让我们知道你在我们同在，你与我们每走的一步，你都在我们身边。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名， amen.
Do you like to give your opinion?
你喜欢不喜欢把自己的意见告诉别人呢？
How about when you get paid to give your opinion?
是不是，或者说别人付你钱让你把意见跟他说？
My wife Rochelle was into this program called Mystery Diner.
我的太太她在一个是免费用餐的一个营销活动中。
And we used to get an assignment to go to a nice casual dining restaurant.
这个活动就是说那些非一些很高档的餐馆会邀请我们去免费用餐。
Like a steakhouse or cheesecake factory.
就好像说一个是去牛排的地方啊，或者说是意大利面的地方。
And we were invited to have an opportunity to eat the most expensive, delicious meal.
我们被邀请到吃到是最贵也最好吃的那些菜。
And it would be free for giving our honest feedback.
只要是让我们把这个用餐的意见诚实告诉他的话，我们用餐是免费的。
So we just had to pay attention to the atmosphere and the wait staff and the menu.
我们需要对这个餐厅里的环境啊，然后这个服务啊，甚至这个吃的东西啊，要注意。
And then she would have to answer the online survey.
她会回到一个网上的那个调查，她要去回答那个调查。
And I just have to go along as a free date.
我去的话，我就是免费吃喝的。
And questions can be very interesting.
那你问的问题呢，是很有意思的问题。
As neuroscience develops and learns more about how our brain works,
像神经系统学现在是越来越发达了，让我们学到关于对我们的大脑会有更多的研究。
One study shows that questions create more brain activity than answers.
有一个调查呢，就是说问问题会让我们脑子有更多的活动，这要比我们去回答一个问题活动要更多。
Questions are more engaging and stimulating.
问问题呢，让我们更加参与，而且呢，对我们更有这种激发。
People remember 30% of the questions they hear, but more than 85% of the questions.
一个人的话，他如果听到一件事情的话，他一般人会记到30%的事情，他听到的东西。但是如果他听到一个问题的话，他会记住80%左右。
So to make our time memorable and stimulating, I'm going to ask a question about a question.
让今天我们下午这个讲到，让能更加激发大家。我现在问一个关于问题的问题。
And as we worship God, what question would you like to ask God?
当我们崇拜神的时候，我们想向神问什么样问题呢？
What would you ask God if you could ask anything in the world?
如果你可以选择任何问题去问上帝的话，你会选择什么问题呢？
Maybe some of you would ask, why do bad things happen to good people?
是不是我们中间有些人会问，为什么一些灾难会降到好人身上呢？
And this is a question people have asked for many generations.
这是多少年来人们常问的一个问题。
It's even the title of a popular book published in 1978.
在1978年的时候，甚至有一本非常著名的书就以这个题目来命题。
Others jump to the conclusion that because bad things happen, there is no God.
有些人就开始定论说，因为世上有很多不好的事情，所以呢，上帝是不存在的。
Unable to reconcile how an all-powerful God would allow bad things to happen.
他们没有办法接受，就是说这么一个全能的上帝怎么能够让坏事情发生在好人身上。
But it's a question we all have to ask regardless of our religion.
但是这个问题呢，不光是基督徒，是对所有有信仰的人都要问的一个问题。
And when you believe there's no God, all you're left with is suffering.
当你不相信上帝的时候，你唯一剩下的就是痛苦了。
I don't know about you, but I can use all the help I can get.
我不知道你怎么想，但是我呢需要各种各样的帮助。
One of the main beliefs of Buddhism is that all of life is suffering.
佛教一种信仰就是说，人生就是痛苦的，就是痛苦的。
And the way you respond is to detach from life.
你唯一能解决的办法呢，就是把你从生命中给脱离出来。
Christianity has a different truth about suffering and life. I believe it's even more powerful.
但基督徒的信仰呢，是有一个更加深入的一种对这个痛苦的理解。我认为这种理解是更加有力量的。
Suffering is a part of life, but you can get more engaged in life.
痛苦是生活的一部分，但是呢，也能让你更加的参与生活。
Jesus promised that he came to give life and life abundantly.
耶稣他说，他应许他来给我们生命，而且是非常丰富的生命。
And God's word promises that you can have strength and comfort in hard times.
上帝他的话语来告诉我们，在最困难时候，他的话语会给我们安慰与力量。
Bad things do happen because this world is a fallen world.
灾难是会发生的，因为这个世界是一个堕落的世界。
There's recent tragedies like the Oklahoma City tornadoes.
我们看到很多的灾难，就像 Oklahoma City， 它会发生电视上可能发生龙卷风。
The Boston Marathon bombings.
在波士顿的马拉松会有人用炸弹来伤人。
The Waco factory fires.
在离我们不远的 Waco 工厂会有火灾。
This weekend, Santa Monica shooting.
在这个周末，在加州会有在学校里的会有枪击事件。
And this morning, I just got an update from a seminary friend of mine. His mother just passed away.
我今天早上刚听到信息，就是我在神学院那个朋友，他的母亲刚去世了。
And with the internet and social media, we hear more and more about these tragedies.
因着网络，因为这个各种各样的媒体，我们听到越来越多的灾难。
And then there are personal sufferings too.
我们还有很个人的这种痛苦。
Birth defect, diseases.
比如说这个人生来他不健全，然后他会有疾病。
Injuries, even mental illness.
他会受伤，甚至心理上的一些疾病。
And then there's relational suffering.
另外还有关系上的一种痛苦。
Abuse and hatred.
比如说这个人受虐，比如说他对别人有憎恨。
Murders and war.
比如说有谋杀，还有战争。
Injustice.
还有不公平。
And the Bible explains how the world became so messed up.
圣经里讲到这个社会是一个很混乱的世界。
Because of the disobedience by the first Adam.
因为第一个亚当他对神不听神的话。
And to be honest, if any of us was in the same place.
如果这个很诚实讲，我们这里任何一个人如果在亚当的情况下的话，
we would have disobeyed God too.
我们也会不听从神的。
The Bible also explains how the second Adam.
圣经里又解释到第二个亚当，
Jesus Christ，
就是耶稣基督，
came to redeem and bring restoration to the world.
他来到世上，他对世上的救赎与恢复。
And he's inviting us to make the world the way God intended it to be.
他来这里邀请我们进入一个世界，这个世界就是神希望这个世界的样子。
The all-powerful God of the Bible is all-wise.
一个全能的圣经中全能的上帝也是全智的。
And God helps people when suffering comes.
上帝在我们经受痛苦的时候，他会来帮助我们的。
God is not the source of suffering.
上帝不是痛苦的来源。
But God is the source of comfort.
但上帝呢，却是安慰的来源。
And the passage I want to look at today is from the book of 2 Corinthians 1.
今天我想来读圣经呢，是在哥林多后书的第一章。
Where the Apostle Paul answers another life tough question.
这里使徒保罗他会回答一个非常困难的一个生命中的问题。
So open your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7.
请大家打开圣经，翻到哥林多后书的第一章，第三节。
And I'll read it aloud. You can follow along.
对，我会这里读，大家跟着我一起读。
Verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father.
One by
one or together? That's fine.
Okay, together.
Go ahead. Together. Okay. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. It is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patience, endurance of the same suffering we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. That was a new experience for me.
Me too.
I believe one question that this passage answers is, where is God when good people hurt?
我相信这段圣经里回答了一个很重要的问题，就是说，在有痛苦的时候，上帝在哪里呢？
Verse 3 says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第三节里讲，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督。
The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
First, this passage tells us who God is.
在这段经文中告诉我们上帝是谁。
He is the source of compassion and comfort.
他是慈悲与安慰的来源。
God is the Father of compassion and the source of all comfort.
他是慈悲的父，是安慰的神。
And God is the one who himself comforts us in our troubles.
而神呢，是他以个人的方式来安慰我们的。
This passage has the word comfort 9 times.
在这段经文里，他会有用安慰的这个词用了九次。
So there's a lot we can learn about comfort.
所以我们在这里学到很多关于安慰的这个道理。
We all understand how to be comfortable.
我们这里我们都明白舒适是怎么回事。
We all have our comfort zones of things we like, things we know.
我们每个人都有自己的这个可以接受的舒适的一个环境。什么事情我们喜欢，什么事情我们知道。
Very nice to be here in air conditioning and soft chairs.
对，我们在这里又有空调，又有很软的椅子。
But this passage is describing a different kind of comfort.
在这里我们就讲的是安慰。
One that gives us strength and courage in the midst of troubles.
这里呢在我们遇到困难时候是给我们力量，而且是与能力。
So let's take a close look.
所以我们在这里再仔细看。
The word comfort literally means more strength.
安慰这个词呢，意思是更多的力量。
To having and giving strength, it means to having and giving encouragement.
去有力量和给予力量，这也表示说你要去有需要给予别人一种鼓励。
It means having and giving encouragement.
需要去鼓励他人。
It means having and giving courage.
需要去给别人勇气。
In the original Greek language in the Bible, the word is literally called next to.
在圣经的在原始圣经中希腊文中讲到这个安慰这个词实际上就是要叫到身边来这个意思。
The same word is used of the Holy Spirit.
这个同样这个词呢也是用在圣灵上的。
And we believe we call him the Comforter.
我们管圣灵叫做我们的保卫师。
Jesus Christ promised that the Holy Spirit would come after he left.
耶稣基督在给我们应许，在他走后，他会把圣灵赐给我们当中。
Jesus would send another person, God the Comforter.
基督他会赐到一个新的人，这就是上帝，这个保卫师的上帝。
And hallelujah, he has come.
他来到我们当中了。
So where is God when good people hurt?
当好人在受痛苦的时候，上帝在什么地方呢？
God is right there with them.
上帝就在他身边。
God is near, not far.
上帝离他们很近。
God is here next to you when you suffer.
当你受痛苦的时候，上帝就在你身边。
God in the person of the Holy Spirit is the one called to be next to you when you suffer.
上帝与这个圣灵是被叫来坐在你，在当你痛苦的时候，在你身边的。
And this is an amazing, praiseworthy thing.
这是一个非常奇妙的，非常需要赞美的一件事情。
And that's why Paul writes, "Praise be to God."
所以这里保罗在写的时候，他一开始写的是愿颂赞归于我们的主。
God comforts us by being with us, right next to us.
上帝给我们安慰，他怎么安慰呢？他就在我们痛苦的时候，他在我们身边。
The Holy Spirit is right here with you.
在圣灵也在你们当中。
We instinctively ask the question, why?
我们, 常常很下意识地问这个问题, 为什么呢?
When we're suffering, we ask, why, God?
当我们在痛苦的时候, 我们问, 为什么? 为什么?
And most of the time, God doesn't give us a specific answer.
在大部分的时候,
He gives us something better. His presence.
是他的存在。
There have been times when I've needed God's presence.
有些时候我也需要上帝与我同在。
One of those times was 2 years ago.
这就是两年前的时候有一次我就很需要上帝。
My father's health was slowly declining after a stroke.
我父亲的身体在经历一个在有一次在脑子中风之后身体越来越不好。
Yes, yeah, so for 3 years, his health declined and declined.
在过三年的时间里，他的身体越来越不好。
My mother and my youngest brother took care of him 24 hours a day.
我的母亲还有我的弟弟是每天24小时的自己来关照他。
He was admitted to a hospice program in the spring of 2011.
他在2011年的春天的时候被送到了医院。
In May of 2011, I got a call from my brother.
在2011年的5月份的时候，我接到了我的 弟弟的一个电话。
The hospice doctor anticipated that he had 1 week left to live.
这个医院的医生呢，估计他只有一个星期活的时间了。
So I booked the very next flight to get home so I could be with them.
所以我立刻就去网上找了一个航班，飞到他身边，这样我能与他在一起。
Traveling from California to Maryland took many hours because of flight delay.
从加州飞到马里兰，花了很长时间，因为我的航班误点了。
By the grace of God, I had arranged for a pastor friend to pick me up at the airport.
很感谢神，我有一个教会牧师的朋友在机场把我接我。
I didn't arrive until 3 a.m.
我在三点早上起来三点我才到。
And as we drove away from the airport, southbound on Interstate 95,
我们开车离开机场的时候，我们是往I-95往南开。
And he told me the news that my dad passed away.
他告诉我，我的父亲已经去世了。
I was stunned and shocked.
在那个时候，我是非常的吃惊，非常的震惊。
But not despairing.
但是我并没有绝望。
Because the presence of a pastor next to me helped me to experience the comfort and the presence of God.
因为当时在我身边那个牧师的存在让我感到了受到了很大的安慰。
Why did the presence of God give me comfort?
为什么神的存在会给我安慰呢?
Why does the presence of God give you comfort in your time of need?
为什么神与你的同在在你痛苦的时候会给你安慰呢?
Because God understands and you are not alone.
因为上帝明白你不是独立存在的。
The second thing that this passage shows us is that God is a source of compassion.
在这里第二点讲到的话是神是慈悲的源泉。
God understands and God can relate to our sufferings.
上帝他明白我们的痛苦，他也能够理解我们的痛苦。
Verse 5 says, For just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ.
在这里第五节我们这里写到，我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
God's Trinity is a wonderful mystery of the Christian faith.
这个神，这个上帝的三位一体呢，是在基督教中非常奇妙的一个谜。
God is so personally and totally invested in us.
上帝全身心的把他心用在我们身上。
God's a source of comfort and compassion.
他是慈悲与安慰的源泉。
Jesus Christ knows what it's like to suffer.
耶稣基督也知道痛苦是什么样子。
And the Holy Spirit is a comfort that comes next to us.
而圣灵呢，是作为一个保卫师来到我们当中来安慰我们。
Jesus Christ, in his earthly life, experienced tragic suffering.
在耶稣基督在他肉身的经历时候，他是经历的非常痛苦的经历。
And what kind of suffering is it that we can share abundantly in Christ?
他有什么样的痛苦我们可以在基督里头分享呢？
See, Jesus had lost a loved one too.
耶稣也失去了一个心爱的人。
John 11 tells the story of Lazarus.
约翰, 约翰福音第十一章讲到了拉萨路的故事。
And the shortest verse in the Bible has two words, very powerful words.
在这个圣经里头有一节是圣经里最短的一节，只有两个词，是非常有大能的词。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
John shows us it's okay to weep and to cry.
约翰告诉我们，去哭是没有罪的。
We don't have to hold all our emotions.
我们不需要把所有的感情压在我们的心里。Because
it's not healthy.
因为这不是健康的。
Jesus experienced all kinds of other suffering too.
耶稣他也经历了很多各种各样的痛苦。
Jesus was misunderstood and rejected.
基督他被人误解，他被人拒绝。
He was betrayed and abused.
他被别人给背叛，然后他还被别人折磨。
He was let down and humiliated in public shame.
他也别人一样，他失望，他在公共场合还受了很大的屈辱。
He was forsaken and abandoned, and even died.
他被抛弃了，忘记了，甚至最后他死了。
But the story doesn't end there.
但是这故事呢，这却不是故事的结尾。
Jesus was raised from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
And his resurrection is a promise to us that we will share in that experience.
他的重生对我们就是一种应许，就是说我们也会有这种经历。
For those of us who are in Christ, we have a great hope.
所以在这里，我们在座中，一些在基督里的人，我们会有很大的这种期望。
It's a sneak preview of coming attractions.
这是对未来我们将发生到我们身上的一个前瞻。
Jesus suffered and he understands the pain that we experience.
耶稣他受痛苦, 所以他能理解到我们的痛苦。
And because he's experienced it, he overflows with compassion.
因为他经历痛苦, 所以他是身上充满了这种恩慈的。
We have a high priest who understands and sympathizes with our weaknesses and struggles.
我们有一个大祭司，他能够理解与同情我们的痛苦与
Hebrews 4 verses 15 and 16 reads, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
在希伯来书第四章第十五节到十六节这里讲到，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾 凡事受到试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。So
let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we can receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need.
所以让我们充满了信心地来到神的恩典前，让我们在最需要的时候。
So we have a high priest who understands and we can talk to him freely.
我们这个大祭司他明白我们随时随地的可以去与他交流。
We can share with him our feelings, our pain, our struggles.
可以把我们的痛苦，可以把我们的困难与他来分享。
Even our confusion and anger.
甚至我们的不明白，甚至我们的愤怒。
God knows us and loves us, and He's big enough to take our raw emotions.
上帝理解我们，上帝爱我们，他足够宽广，可以接受我们这种情绪。
If we hold our emotions in, it will come out in other unhealthy ways.
如果我们把情绪压制在我们心里的话，会从别的一些非常不健康的地方宣泄出来。
Release it to God.
我们要把这个宣泄给神。
Open your heart and mind to God's work.
把我们的心向神的工打开。
Because none of us are able to bear the burden alone.
因为我们这里没有人可以自己承受这些负担的。
Now, you may not be in a time of need right now.
你可能现在并没有这些需要。
But someone you know might be.
但是你认识人可能有这种需要。
And you'll have your time when you really need some help.
将来你会有一天，你也会需要帮助的。
So I hope this word will comfort you now or later.
所以我希望这些话语能够现在安慰你，或者将来在你有需要的时候能够安慰你。
And when you're in that time of need, I hope you don't just listen to sermons.
但将来当你有需要的时候，我希望你不是光听讲道。
I hope you'll be humble enough to ask for help.
我希望你能够谦卑下来，而去向别人向得到从别人得到帮助。
It's not about hearing words; it's experiencing the presence of God.
这里不是光听到这些话语，而是说真正经历神的同在。
It's about experiencing the presence of the body of Christ.
而且也经历到这个神基督肢体的同在。
And being Chinese, I know it's challenging for us to ask for help.
作为一个华人，我知道让我去问别人帮助的话，实际上是件比较困难的事情。
I mean, I confess it's hard for me to ask for help.
我承认对我是很难的。
I was watching this Chinese guy on YouTube the other day.
有一天我在 YouTube 上看到一个中国人。
He shared his confession of fearing rejection.
他在这里他跟世界讲到说他对被拒有很大的恐惧。
He made a bold decision to work on that fear.
所以他做了一个很大的决定，就是说他要来对这种恐惧去要去面对这个恐惧。
Not just by himself, but with thousands watching him.
并不光是他自己来面对这个恐惧，而是要和上千人来分享这个。
He called this experiment the 100 days of rejection.
他管这个叫做被拒一百天。
Over 5 million people watched one of his videos.
他有一个视频的话，有500万以上人看到这个 video.
And being invited to share his learnings at conferences everywhere.
会有些会议内会邀请他去讲这些故事，他的故事。
And he's discovered a couple things about pain and rejection.
他发现了对痛苦被拒有这么有一他学到了一两件东西。
Number one, rejection is better than regret.
第一呢，被拒是与后悔是比要会后悔要好。
Rejection can be painful and fearful, or it could be useful or surprising.
被拒呢，有时候可能会很痛苦，可能很吓人。但是呢，有些时候它有可能会非常有用，甚至说让你很吃惊。
And if I open up myself to the world will open up to me.
如果我把自己打开给世界看的话，这个世界也会把它打开给我看。
So let me ask a question.
所以让我问一个问题。
What would it be like if we share our needs honestly with each other?
所以我想问一个问题，就是说，如果我们把我们的心打开，把我们的需要能够相互分享的话，这样这个会是什么样子呢？
Without rejection nor judgment.
没有被拒，没有论断。
And isn't that what the church should be?
这不是我们教会应该的样子吗？
A safe place where we can experience God and each other together.
应该是一个非常应该是一个非常安全的，可以一起分享神的地方。
So allow me to share one area of great need.
所以让我跟大家分享一个非常有需求的地方。
Over 400 million people around the world are diagnosed with mental illness.
这世界上有四亿人是有心理疾病的。
Mental illness includes anxiety disorders.
心理疾病包括说有焦虑症。
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
有这种创伤后这种心理疾病。
Depression and bipolar disorder.
有忧郁症和躁郁症。
One survey shows 30% of Christians seeking help from their church.
有一个调查说30%的基督徒会去教会寻求帮助。
30% of those asking for help from churches for their mental illness reported a negative interaction.
就是对教会去寻求帮忙的这些基督徒有30%人，他回答说他和教会这种交流是一种不是很正面的交流。
They were abandoned and told their problem was spiritual.
他感到这个他被教会抛弃了，他会感到说这个教会告诉他这个问题呢是完全灵命上的问题。
They were pushed away and this should not be.
他们被推出去，但是这是不应该的。
So let me share you with my personal burden about this.
所以我来给你分享一下我个人的负担。
See, I have a personal struggle with mental illness.
我个人也是有心理疾病的。
Growing up in a traditional Chinese home, I thought my feelings and sadness was just a bad attitude.
我在一个很传统的华人家庭长大，我感到这个心里不高兴，是不是就是一个不好的一个不好的
态度？
I
was too afraid to seek help from others.
我有很多恐惧向别人要求别人要去寻找别人的帮忙。
Because counseling would bring a stigma of shame.My family.
因为感觉到好像去寻找心理医生是件很耻辱的事情。
I wasn't sure what my parents would think of me.
我不知道我父母会怎么看我。
And I did pretty well in school, so why did I need help?
所以我在学校的成绩很好，那我需要什么帮助呢？
And the one time I tried to raise a question with my parents,
有一次我向我的父母提出这个问题。
I was met with anger and stern words.
我的父母的回答，对我的回答是非常的气愤，然后这个言语也是很严厉。
And so I never raised a question again.
所以我就再也没有问这个问题了。
I went on to graduate from college, worked as an electrical engineer.
我从大学毕业后，我是在去做一个电子学的工程师。
I went to Dallas Theological Seminary, prepared for ministry.
我后来又去达斯神学院，然后因为我想将来我想去牧养教会。
I pastored for 5 years.
我做了五年的牧师。
And at the age of 35, I hit the lowest point in my life.
我在35岁的时候，我到人生中最低的低谷。
I realized I couldn't manage life, and I had to ask for help.
我知道我已经没法规划我生活了，我的人生了。我一定要需要寻找帮助。
I sought professional counseling.
我去找到那些心理学的专家来帮助我。
And I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
我被治疗，我的病症是躁郁症。
I'm grateful for the churches that did give me a safe place to heal and get well.
我非常感激说，我当时我教会给我一个很安全的地方，我可以能够成长，能够去治我这个病。
I've had to learn to take better care of myself.
我学会了更加照顾自己。
Receive the gift of limits.
知道我的限度。
Take care of my mental and emotional health.
让我心理上和精神上都能都会有能得到健康。
And even use medication as I need it.
甚至在我需要的时候用药物来治疗。
It's really just a chemical imbalance and a physical disease.
这个心理疾病实际上是在脑子中一种化学的一种不平衡，然后这种显示出来是在用身体上来显示出来。
You know, whether it's diabetes or high blood pressure.
这不光是你那你是不是有那种糖尿病也好，或者说高血压也好。
So, and it's still an ongoing struggle to take good care of myself.
到现在呢，也是一个我一直是让我很困难的事情，就是说要怎么好照顾好自己。
And suffering is a great test of our faith.
痛苦是我们信心的一个很大的一个试炼。
You can become better or bitter.
你要么你能变得更好，要么你变得更加独苦。
You can draw closer to God or run away from God.
你要么离神更近，要么就离神越来越远。
And when those hard times come, I hope you will turn to God and become better.
当困难来临的时候，我希望你能够转身面向神。
Receive His comfort and His compassion.
我们去得到他的恩慈，得到他的安慰。
And there's one more thing.
还有最后一件事情。
The third thing we see in this passage is we can comfort others in their struggles.
在这里，在这段圣经里看到第三件事情的时候，是我们可以去安慰别人。
Verse 3 says that so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received. Verse 3.
在第三节里是讲到
we can comfort others.
我们他就安慰我们，在第四节叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那样各样患难的人。
We give and receive comfort as people of God.
我们在作为神的子民，我们得到安慰，也去给予安慰。
As we experience the presence and the comfort of God, we can help others.
当我们感到神的同在的时候，我们可以用这个同在去安慰别人。
God fills us with strength and comfort to give to others.
神用力量与安慰把我们充满，这样我们也可以去把这个充满别人。
Yes, it's for us, but it's also for others.
是的，这个是首先是给我们的，但是也是给他人的。
Yes, the bad things are still bad, and the hard times are still hard.
困难还是存在的，然后不好的事情也是照样不好。
But that's not the whole story.
但是这不是一个完全，这不是故事的所有。
It's only part of the story.
它只是一部分而已。
There's more to come.
我们还有别的故事。
By the power of God, He can turn those bad things into good things.
因着神的大能，我们可以把不好的事情变成好的事情。
There should be no shame in sharing our struggles.
我们在去和别人分享我们的痛，我们这种困难时候，是应该是没有心里应该是没有这种耻辱的。
Dr. Brené Brown has been researching this topic at the University of Houston.
在休斯顿大学有一个很有名的博士，他叫 Brené Brown.
She's been researching shame and vulnerability for 12 years.
她学的就是耻辱与把自己打开自己的弱点。
And she has found that shame is not just an Asian thing, it's a people thing.
她发觉到这种耻辱不是一种不是光亚洲人所经历的，是所有人都会经历耻辱。
We can actually trace shame all the way back to the first book in the Bible.
我们甚至可以在圣经中第一本圣经的书就能找到耻辱。
Before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve were naked and unashamed.
在罪进到世界中的时候，亚当与夏娃他们是赤身裸体的，他们也是没有感到耻辱的。
And when they sinned, they hid because they became ashamed.
当他们犯了罪之后，他们就把自己的身体遮起来，因为他们感到自己的耻辱。
See, shame causes us to hide.
因为耻辱让我们去躲藏。
And when you feel shame, you feel unworthy of love and you don't belong.
当我们感到耻辱的时候，我们觉得我们不值得别人的爱，所以我们就藏起来。
But in Christ, we have been adopted into the family of God.
在耶稣中，我们被接融到上帝的家庭中。
And we are now children of the light.
我们现在是光的儿女。
And in the light, darkness of shame and fear is cast out by perfect love.
因着这个光，这种耻辱的黑暗就被驱赶出去了。
Can you imagine the freedom and the healing we can experience?
你可以想象到我们能得到这种自由吗?
When we take these words to heart and practice it with each other.
我们把这些言语带到我们心中，然后我们相互来去应用到相互中。
Brené Brown says these two most powerful words are me too.
这个很有名的学者他讲到说这里最有大能两个词就是说我也是。
Are you experiencing a hard time?
现在你是不是在困难时期呢?
Do you know someone with mental illness?
你知道有些人心里有些心理问题吗?
Do you know what it's like to lose a loved one?
你知道是不是失去一个心爱人是什么样的?
Me too.
我也是。
And if you don't, you probably know someone who does.
如果你没有这个经历的话，我相信你知道有些人是有这样经历的。
And I'll be 47 next month.
我下个月就是47岁了。
And I've embraced sharing my story of struggling with mental illness.
我很接受这个机会，把我自己心理上这个问题向别人来分享。
And God's opening doors of ministry to give comfort and strength to others.
上帝打开门，打开这种侍奉，说能够让我去帮助别人。
So others can realize they're not alone. It's okay to get help.
所以别人他也会明白，他们在这里，他们不是独立存在的，他们也可以去得到帮助。
Especially for those of us that are Chinese and Asian.
尤其是对我们华人或者是亚洲人。
So let me share two practical tips.
让我再跟大家分享有两个小的应用窍门。
Number one, practice the presence ministry of presence.
第一点是让我们来练习神的同在。
When someone's going through a hard time, just be there for them.
当别人有困难时候，你需要做的事就是在他们生命中出现。
Don't lecture at them. Don't tell them what to do.
不要问太多，也不要去给太多的这些道理。
Just say simple things like I'm sorry.
你唯一需要说的就是很抱歉。
How can I help?
我怎么能够帮你呢？
I'm here to listen.
我在这里听你的话。
Pray with them.
与他们一起祷告。
Don't say you understand when you don't.
如果你不明白他们怎么回事的话，就不要装着明白。
Don't quote Bible verses.
就不要把圣经的话拿出来压他们。
But they want to read the verse Bible with you, then go ahead.
如果他愿意一起给你读圣经的话，你们就可以一起读。
Allow them to guide the conversation.
让他们作为这种交流的主导。
Number two, be a good listener.
第二点呢，做一个好的聆听的人。
Allow them to share their feelings.
让他们把自己的心理感受表达出来。
There's no right or wrong feelings. Feelings are just feelings.
这感受没有对与错，感受就是感受。
Yeah, whatever the struggle is,
不管这困难是什么,
whether it's natural disaster or senseless tragedy,
或者有可能是这种自然灾害, 有可能是这种私人的这种灾难,
loss of a loved one or personal struggle,
是不是自己失去了一个心爱的人, 或者说自己在很多事情遇到困难,
we can say to one another, me too.
我可以我们相互来跟相互人讲说, 我也是。
We are in this thing called life together.
我们所有人是在这个生命一起的生命中度过。See,
we break the power of shame when we hear each other's stories.
当我们听到相互的故事时候, 我们就把耻辱这个给打破掉了。
And share how we've experienced the comfort of God with others.
我们可以跟别人分享说我们怎么得到神的安慰的。
See, in a fallen world, we're all broken, we have weaknesses.
在一个堕落的世界, 我们每个人都有缺点, 我们每个人都有痛苦。
So let's stop pretending we have it all together.
所以我们不要来装着说我们似乎我们生命中一切都是完美的。
I pray that your church will be a sanctuary for all.
我在这祷告说, 你们的教会也希望是一个避难所。
Safe place where you can be honest with each other.
一个很安全地方，我们可以相互真诚对待。
And as we do that, as the body of Christ, people experience comfort, healing, and hope.
当我们做这些时候，作为一个神的肢体，我们会感受到这种安慰，会感受到这种治疗，还有感受到这种希望。
Let's pray.
来祈祷告。
Lord, thank you for your powerful word that pierces our heart and soul.
主啊，我们在这里感谢您您的大能的话语，然后进入我们心灵。
I pray for my dear brothers and sisters.
我在这里为我西安的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Older and younger.
不光是年长还是年少。
Whatever challenges or difficulties or suffering they're experiencing.
不光我们问题，我们的痛苦到底是什么。
God, we open ourselves to you to experience your presence.
上帝啊，我们把我们每个人打开，然后接受您的同在。
Give us your comfort.
给我们安慰。
Help us know you're near.
告诉我们你就在我们身边。
Help us to practice love, comfort, and hospitality.
让我们能够互相的爱，互相的安慰，以及互相的友好。
Thank you for the opportunity to open your word.
谢谢您给我打开您话语的机会。
Open my life and to have everyone open theirs.
把我的生命给他人打开，让他们把他们的生命给打开。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。我们未来的现实。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.